suppose you thought somebody was sick, but they died. So you'd say, I'd say to you, how is so-and-so? And you'd say, I'm sorry, but
okay.
He's...
passed, said that he's dead.
Okay, all right. And if you want to tell me that somebody was careless, how would you say that? You'd say, they have to change, they better...
They're very careless, they'll have to change their attitude.
Mm-hmm. And they ought to be, or they... should be,
be more careful.
What would you be likely to say?
They should be more careful.
Okay. And if I was going to go somewhere and you didn't think I should, because maybe it's dangerous or something, you'd say you
better not.
Okay.
Go over there. It isn't
okay.
Safe. It isn't safe to go.
Or if you thought I should, you'd say
it's perfectly all right. Go ahead.
You, okay. Would you ever say you had ought to go?
You had ought to go? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or, okay. How would you tell me you wouldn't do something? You'd say,
I will not do that.
Okay, or I
would not.
Yeah, a contraction, I'll put the two together. I won't.
I won't do that.
Okay. And suppose I didn't help you when you wanted me to help you. You might say, why didn't you?
You might have helped me, but you would not.
Okay. And if you could do something in the future, how would you tell me that? You couldn't do it now, but you'd say,
I can't do that now, but I will next week.
Mm-hmm. Or I could.
Do it next week.
Would you ever say, I might could? Have you ever used that expression,
no,
I might
I
could?
I don't think I'd say I might could.
Okay.
I don't think I'd put the two together.
Okay. What about a little, now we're going to talk some more about small animals. What about a barn owl? It's a small barn owl. Do you have any special?
Barn owl. Owl.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other name you might call it by? A barn owl.
Anything about owls, the hooting owl.
Yeah.
The hooting owl, I wouldn't. It's a larger owl, I think. I don't know about the barn.
Okay, have you ever heard of a screech owl?
Well, I've heard of a screech owl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is about another kind of bird that has a strong, pointed bill, and he uses it to get insects out of trees?
Woodpecker.
Okay. And what about that animal that makes an awful smell?
Forget.
Okay. And what are those troublesome little creatures that get into things?
Mice.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a kind of a general name for all of them? Rats and mice and lice and bed bugs?
Insects.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard it called varmints?
Mm-hmm.
But that isn't a term you've ever used, varmint.
Not for all of them put together.
What does a varmint mean? Anything special to you?
Varmint, eh? That means a meddlesome creature like animals and rats and things like mice.
Okay. Now, what's the little fellow that climbs up in our trees and eats nuts?
Squirrel.